welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here's Brother Chad Johnson with today's message.
We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 13. We're in verse 46. And we were talking so far this month, we've been preaching on the pearl of great price, the parable of the pearl of great price. And we went through the verse showing what the different parts mean. The kingdom of heaven, I believe, is in reference to the gospel and the age of grace, the period from the time Christ started his church up until the rapture, and that's the kingdom of heaven. During that time, it's when sinners are called to repentance, known as the age of grace or the church age. And then secondly, we see there that there's a merchant mentioned. I believe he represents sinful fallen man who are dead in their trespasses and sin, without hope and without God. Then it said there that he was seeking goodly pearls. And as a merchant goes about seeking goodly pearls and seeking things to sell, that I believe that was in reference to how that lost men and lost women and boys and girls, how that they go about seeking things to satisfy, them in this life. They're goodly pearls. They're not the pearl of great price, but they're just pearls. And I know that fallen man does not go seeking God. There's nobody has ever just sat there on their own and in their own selves come to the place where they desired to be saved by the grace of God. The Bible said, "Ye hath he quickened, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin." See, the Bible says no man can come to the Father except the Spirit draw him. That word draw means to drag. He's got to get a hold of you and drag you away from your sin and drag you to God. That's why salvation is all of grace, because a man will never desire salvation, never desire God, till God first desires him and starts that good work. He that began a good work in you will perform it to that day, and that day is the day of salvation. But the people, this man here, or this merchant, it said that he went seeking goodly pearls. I thought about some goodly pearls that people try to seek and feel and find in their life that will satisfy that longing in their soul. They're not looking for God, but they're looking for something. They'll use riches. And I talked last week on the deceitfulness of riches. The Bible talks a lot. You know, there's not really much good said in the Bible about riches. Now, I know it takes money to live. I mean, you just take an average month of just normal expenses. It can run up to, it doesn't take long to spend a couple $1,000 just living. I know that. I know how the price of things, but we must keep them in their perspective. The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. And the more content I am, the less money that I, you know, the less it takes to make me happy. See, if you're content with what you've got, it doesn't take as many things to try to bring some kind of contentment to you. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Be content with where you're at. The Bible says, be content with food and raiment. Boy, that's a hard one, isn't it? But we are commanded to do that. Some people use the good, looking for a goodly pearl, not seeking the pearl of great price, but they look for it in relationships. They try to say, well, you know, if I can have that man or that woman, if I could, have this person as my friend and run with this certain group of people and run in this club or association, that would be a goodly pearl that would satisfy me. Relationships will let you down. Riches will let you down. Some people try the goodly pearls of religion. They'll be involved in religious activities. They'll be baptized. They'll be members of the church. They'll work themselves to the bone. But I'm going to tell you what, if that's all you have, if you have not the pearl of great price, and we'll see that in a minute, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're no good. It doesn't matter what you do. See, salvation is not what you do or don't do. It's what Christ did on the cross. And because we are totally depraved, we're so dead spiritually that you look at a human, when a human being dies and you look at that corpse, that person, somebody else puts your clothes on for you the last time. Somebody else combs your hair the last time and lays you in that coffin. You can't do anything on your own. That's the way it is spiritually. You cannot do anything on your own till God quickens you and gives you spiritual life. Then you can repent and believe the gospel. But you'll never be able to do it outside. That's why salvation, I like that old hymn, "All of grace is my story, all the way from earth to glory. Since by grace he redeemed me from my sin, it is all by grace." Salvation starts in grace. We're saved by grace. We're kept by grace. And thank God we'll be delivered to heaven by grace. It's all of grace. When we get to heaven, I can imagine somebody look over and say, "How'd you make it, brother?" I'll say, "I made it by grace." That's how I made it. I made it by grace. Made it by grace. Some people try the lust of the flesh and just the immoral sins of our day and sins that have been around since the beginning of time. They'll try all that to try to satisfy. That's that goodly pearl that they're looking for. They're looking for a goodly pearl. Then lastly, verse 46, who when he had found though, now look, this man, this merchant, he'd gone from all over the world, up and down the coastlines, seeking and buying these goodly pearls. But verse 46, who, when he, that's that merchant, had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. The pearl of great price here represents the Lord Jesus Christ. The merchant here in our text had found many wonderful pearls before. He had had some good days of hunting pearls and buying them and buying them from the oyster harvesters, and he had made a lot of money, but he had never found a pearl like this pearl. None were truly satisfying to him. He was still looking for something. Every day as he would find those nice pearls, but there was still something missing, something that they just did not satisfy. I noticed the Bible says too in there, it said one pearl of great price. And when he had found one pearl of great price, there is only one that can satisfy the longing of your soul. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me." There's only one way to be satisfied truly in this life. Relationships will let you down. Religion will let you down. Riches will let you down. Lustful desires of the flesh. Things that you thought possessions. I've got to have it. When you get it for a while and the new wears off and you're still in that same shape. But he found that pearl of great price. The Lord Jesus Christ is that pearl of great price. And once he had found it, he had to have it. And see, that's the way it is with the sinner. Once all these things in the world let him down, and the Lord in his sovereignty and his design comes and convicts that man and draws him to repentance and salvation and gives him the pearl of great price, the Lord Jesus Christ. When that happens to that sinner, that he has truly found what he's been looking for and didn't even realize that he was... he knew something wasn't there, but he didn't go looking for God. He didn't know what he needed to look for till God came looking for him. And all the other pearls he had, the Bible said he went and sold all that he had and bought it. All the other pearls he had and what he had bought with the gain from the pearls he had sold could not compare to this one pearl. The selling of all he had is a beautiful picture of repentance and faith. Jesus told the rich young ruler in the book of Mark to sell all he had and follow him. I believe this had a twofold meaning. First, Christ knew this man loved his possessions and he loved them and he had made it an idol and he had made it an issue with God and he said, "You must sell those. Though I know men repent of their sin nature and just sin against God, I believe when we make certain sins and things we have got introduced to in the flesh before salvation, when we make that an issue with God, we must know that we're not only just repenting of our sin against God as a whole, but sometimes I believe God will point it down to specific things you must repent of that He'll bring to your attention. The woman at the well, He went to her specific sin of being a whore and her adulterous life. He went to that. The rich young ruler, he went to his possessions and so on. But secondly, to that rich young ruler, I believe what he was saying when he was telling him to get rid of all of his own righteousness and repent and believe the gospel. You remember the rich young ruler when he asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And he told him all these things. He said, "You know, the law says do this, do this, do this." And the rich man said, the young ruler said, "I've done all those from my youth." Jesus said, "Yes, but one thing thou lackest." See, and that one thing is the one thing it said, but when he found one pearl of great price. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through the blood of Christ. Now, I know the Campbellites and the Church of Christ will say it's water baptism. I know the Pentecostals will claim it's tongues and being slain in the Spirit and being filled with the Holy Ghost, but I'm going to tell you that is paganism, that is false doctrine. There's one pearl of great price. There's one way to be saved, and that's through repentance and faith by the grace of God, and repent of your sin, and the blood of Christ be applied to you, and His righteousness imputed unto you by faith. That's what the Bible says. That's just the Bible. When God saves a sinner, He does it by making us sick of the goodly pearls in our life. It makes us desire the one pearl of great price. And the Bible said there that He bought this pearl. Once He sold that stuff, and see, I believe what that's saying is, when God has convicted a sinner and that travail begins, I believe the Bible likens a physical birth to the spiritual birth. And as in the physical birth, you know, when a woman has sorrow and that travail begins, and she's in pain and agony, yes, it's hard on her, and we hate to see her going through that, but we also know that the end results of that travail will be a birth of a child, and just as in that physical realm it happens, in the spiritual realm, God begins that travail of the new birth and begins that convicting power of the Spirit, and He starts making us sick of our sin. And I'm telling you, when we get to the place where we are, where God's ready to save us, then we'll see that we need to sell all that we have, far as our works, our unrighteousness, whatever sins we've got in our heart and life. I'm telling you that we will repent of that and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of our soul. See, when He found the pearl of great price, He sold all He had and bought it. He bought the pearl of great price, and He possessed it, and it possessed Him. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I'm His and He is mine. The merchant found that pearl of great price and he bought it. I will say that those of you that maybe are listening by way of radio and have never been saved by the grace of God, those goodly pearls, you know, I heard a person say one time, and it's so true. They said, the thing that matters 100 years from now is the only thing that really matters. 100 years from now, it won't matter where you lived, what you drove. Everybody I'm listening that's listening to me today will be dead in 100 years or less. I mean, I doubt there's any one-year-olds listening today, and even then, to live to be 101 is unlikely. The only thing that really, whatever's going to matter 100 years from now is all that really matters anyway. And you know what's all that's going to matter for you, sinner, 100 years from now? It's where you stand with Jesus Christ. Are your sins forgiven, and have you been saved by His grace and washed in that fountain filled with blood? It's not going to matter where you worked, where you lived, or who you were married to, or who you knew, or what position or elevation you thought you had in society. The ground is level. Death is a leveler of all men. And when you're buried, you get the same 6 feet of dirt that the other person gets. All that will matter is the pearl of great price. God bless you, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918. by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.